Welcome back into Sports Call, Tiger 93.9 FM and streaming online at sportscallauburn.com. J.J. Jackson and Ryan Lavoie getting an opportunity to spend some time with Greg McElroy. Greg, we appreciate it. How are things going today?
Thanks, guys. It's going good. I can't believe I'm sitting here on an orange and blue apron. This is odd to be invited. I'm enjoying the time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, we were going to say we've never had the pleasure of chatting with you before in broadcasting in Auburn. We've got to ask you this. Your go-to Iron Bowl story from your playing days is what?
Well, I have a really good one and a really bad one. So, I mean, which one do you want? I guess since we're appealing to the Auburn crowd, I guess we'll talk about 2010.
Sure.
But I would prefer
to
lean.
That's what we want
to
hear.
Yeah, I would prefer to lean a little towards 2009. But either way, like I have fond memories of playing in Auburn. I live in Birmingham now, so I mingle with both Alabama and with Auburn people every single day, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for Auburn and always have. My granddad went to Auburn, so my sister-in-law goes to Auburn. Like, I have no qualms against the Auburn Tigers at all, and I'm actually expecting pretty big things from y'all this year, believe it or not.
How often do you think about that 2010 Iron Bowl, Greg?
Oh, my gosh. All the time. That's, like, the one, you know, like, sorry, I've got the cords, like, around my foot here. That's, like, the one that got away, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like, everything that we did in the first half was great. And then, like, we first three drives, like, going into our own end zone, student section, like, we have them on the – like, everything could not have gone better. And then you fast forward to the second half, it was, like, the tale of two halves. So it's, like, one of those where it's, like, it just breaks your heart to think about, because it wasn't even so much about Auburn to know that we had that team, the 2010 Alabama team, to be that good at times and then that bad at times is really what was so frustrating about that season as a whole. And I'm not sure it was better exemplified than the game against Auburn.
Let's talk a little bit about quarterbacks, Greg. Obviously, you know quarterbacks quite well. Auburn in a quarterback battle this year. What is a coach looking for when they're trying to make a decision between two young quarterbacks such as Joey Gatewood and Bo Nix?
You know, I think the guy that's most comfortable within the system that's not going to put the team in a bad spot. If there's one thing we know Auburn's going to be good on defense. Like, they've proven that over the last handful of years. We know the defensive line has a chance to, if they're not the best in the country, I'd be a little surprised. I mean, they have that type of personnel returning. So you cannot have a quarterback that's going to constantly make bad decisions. So I would say decision-making is probably number one. And number two, I would say the guy that's the distributor. Like, if there's one thing that I felt like Jarrett Stidham did a poor job of last year is he tried to do too much. Like, he was constantly just throwing and ducking, and he was trying to hang onto the ball a little too long, and then sometimes getting rid of it too early, got a little gun-shy with the pass rush because he didn't trust the offensive line. So I would say the guy that's going to improve the other 10 players on offense, whether that's with quick decisions, accurate passing, running it when necessary, and taking command of an offense that should be able to operate at a really high level. I mean, everyone on the offensive line's back. You got to think the running game's going to be improved from where it was a year ago, especially with Gus Malzahn calling the shots. And I like their receivers as well, too. So this Auburn offense, I'm excited about it. I mean, I love Jarrett Stidham. I thought he's a great guy. I really did. And I think he's a good player and will probably have a nice pro career in a great situation there in New England, but I never felt like he was a good fit. I just didn't think that his skill set was what allows this offense to operate at max capacity. And it's nothing against Stidham, it's nothing against Auburn, it felt like a strange marriage. And even when they were playing at their best, it was like, well, it was more because of the run game, you know? So Jarrett Stidham, I think he's going to, like I said, I think he's going to have a really nice career at the next level. But I also think whoever's going to replace him this year, and if you guys can tell me who that's going to be, that'd be really helpful for our broadcast.
I wish we could.
Yeah, I don't think Gus can tell you, so it's understandable. But whoever is going to be stepping into that starting quarterback spot, he will have been recruited to run this offense the way Gus Malzahn wants it to be run. So I hate to call it addition by subtraction, but I think the system fit is going to be a net positive for Auburn this year.
When you look at this league as a whole, 9 quarterbacks being represented here at SEC Media Days, what does that say about the league's quarterback talent?
Well, it says that it's good, and it's also, for instance, like Matt Corral is going to be here for Ole Miss. He's never started a game. So it shows that the league has transitioned into 2019 football. Like, no longer are we seeing, and look, there's a few different examples. Auburn's one of them, where we're seeing offensive line and defensive linemen. Like, that was always the state of the league. Like, oh, the big bullies in the trenches. That was who the SEC hung their hat on. But now I think the SEC is starting to shift a little bit to maybe a little bit more aggressive, offensive-minded football. And those quarterbacks have become front and center as a result of that shift. So it's a testament to not only the quarterback play, but the philosophies that the schools are using throughout the league. And I think it's a positive, too, just knowing from a recruiting standpoint, this can be a destination for quarterbacks as well. Like, I felt like when I was coming up, all the best quarterbacks, for the most part, were going to the Big 12 and the ACC and the Pac-12. Now you're seeing top-tier five-star quarterback in the last decade all starting to choose the SEC in a lot of ways. So that's encouraging as the league continues to take shape as well.
What is your favorite rivalry in the SEC aside from the Iron Bowl?
It'd have to be LSU-Bama for me, just because that was the one I participated in, and knowing just the Nick Saban rivalry between the two schools and just how physical that game was every single year was one that really meant a lot to me. But now that I've kind of been away from it a little bit, like, there's so many good rivalries across the league. There really are. Auburn-Georgia is obviously one with a ton of history, and I know I have a lot of respect for those two programs. Georgia-Florida is another really interesting one. So you really can't go wrong in the SEC as far as rivalries are concerned, because there's so many good ones, and it's in large part due to the passion that each of the fan bases have.
Another storyline here at Media Days, all 14 SEC head coaches returning, including, I guess, four or five second-year guys. Of those second-year guys, who do you have the most confidence in, just particularly this next year?
Well, in a one-year, like, I would say Jimbo Fisher, because I feel like they're poised to make a big leap here in the near future. Just, I'm not sure it's going to be this year, you know, because of their schedules, just an absolute gauntlet. And knowing that they have to play, it's been discussed all over the place, at Clemson, at Georgia, at, you know, at LSU, that's a handful in and of itself. But you still have Auburn and Alabama. It's just, it's a gauntlet. So they might be way better, but they might still be 8-4. You know, it's just one of those where I feel like the progress is coming sooner than later for Texas A&M, and I'm really encouraged about what they're going to become. It's just a matter of whether or not they're going to be there in 2019.
Talking with Greg McElroy here on Sports Call today. We'll circle back to Auburn before we let you get out of here. And again, thanks for chatting with us a little bit. The quarterback position is obviously the big question mark on offense. Outside of that quarterback spot, what do you like about the skill position guys Auburn has entering 2019?
Well, I like their skill. You know, I still think if you're going to be good in this league, like, being good at quarterback is A number one. Like, you have to be good at quarterback. You can't win without a quarterback. It's just, that's been true forever. But if I'm going to talk about the strength of Auburn's team, it's the defensive line. Sure. Like, we can talk about the skill positions. Those guys, I hate to say it, they're a dime a dozen in this league. There's so much speed. There's so much skill. Everybody's got them. So that's not what really makes Auburn unique to me. What makes Auburn unique is just how good that defensive line is. And like Clemson last year, like, I think about those guys having the option, and those Clemson guys made that decision, hey, man, we have unfinished business. We got to come back. Like, I feel like these Auburn guys kind of made that same decision. You know, we have unfinished business here. We need to come back. We need to collectively put something together, and let's do something special. Another thing, too, about Auburn this year, what I like their schedule, because when you have Alabama and Georgia at home, crazy things happen in Jordan-Hare. You know, it's an odd year. We saw it in 13. We saw it in 17. Maybe we'll see it in 19 this year as well. But another thing, too, that I like about Auburn, these are the three things that I really, really like, is that no one's talking about it. You know, no one's – like in 15 is a good example. Oh, well, Jeremy Johnson is going to be the next thing. Okay, well, few too many expectations can make the weight of those expectations kind of daunting. Like, I feel like Auburn's flying under the radar, especially given the pieces they're returning. So I'm really encouraged about what they have in those three categories. Defensive line, the fact that they get their tough home schedule this year in an odd year, and the fact that their expectations are relatively low. Still going to be probably a top 15 team at very worst in college football, but when no one's talking about Auburn, C13, C10, when no one's talking about Auburn, They seem to surprise some people, so I'm thinking they might this year as well.
Greg McElroy joining us here on Sports Call. Greg, we appreciate the time. We'll chat down the line.
Sounds good. Thank you guys, man. Appreciate it.
Greg McElroy, we're live from SEC Media Days.